Hello there, and welcome to today's episode of the Easy EdTech Podcast. I am so glad you're here. On the Easy EdTech Podcast, we talk about technology integration. You'll hear tips and strategies from educators, and I'll leave you with a few big takeaways at the end of each episode. As a classroom teacher, I loved all things EdTech, and I started my blog, classtechtips.com, over 10 years ago to share my favorite ideas and spotlight new tools and resources. The blog is still going strong, and it's also where you'll find the resources from today's episode. So head to my website, classtechtips.com/podcast, to find the page for today's episode, or click on the show notes link in the description if you're listening to this episode on a podcast player like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Podcasts. You can't put a price tag on a teacher's most valuable asset, time, which is why Tract is giving time back to teachers for free this back-to-school season. In partnership with student-favorite athletes, creators, and artists, Tract is kicking off the school year with a set of curriculum-aligned project guides designed for students in grades 3 through 8. Each guide is chock full of enriching educational content and on-demand challenges, posed as driving questions, designed to stir creativity and challenge students to solve real-world problems. View the project guides and join Tract free by visiting teach.tract.app. That's teach.tract.app, and use access code Monica at sign up. Well, it is August, or maybe September by the time you're listening to this. This will go live on August 30th, and you may be a few weeks into the school year, or you might be just getting ready to get started, depending where you're tuning in from this. And if you're listening from an international audience, well, you might be right in the middle of your school year. But either way, no matter where you fall on the calendar as you listen today, this week's episode, Tech Friendly First Week of School Activities, this is our theme for the episode, is really great for any time of year. It's all about choosing activities that you can use to introduce technology routines, different skills, and help kids learn about each other and hopefully help you learn about them too. So what does it actually look like to kick off the school year in a tech-friendly classroom, or a classroom where you know you're going to use lots of different types of technology or really have a digitally rich environment? Well, if you're looking for that first day of school, first week of school, or a fun first anything activity, I've compiled a list of some of my favorites. These are Try Tomorrow activities. Some of them I've done the very first time I've walked into a group with students before. So I do a lot of demoing and visiting teachers and doing lessons in their classrooms, not so much this past year or so with just the shift in my work being a little bit more virtual, but definitely the past few years. And these Try Tomorrow activities are low lifts in terms of content. However, they are perfect for helping students get to know each other and learn how to navigate an EdTech tool, one that you're going to use throughout the school year. So if you're listening to this and you are getting ready, counting down to the first day, or you've been in school for a few weeks but want to introduce a new piece of technology or a new routine, this is the episode for you. If you read my books, EdTech Essentials or Tasks Before Apps, you've probably seen me or heard me use the phrase open-ended creation tools. Now, these type of tools are essentially a blank canvas where students can create lots of different things instead of just one thing. It's a tool you can use for lots of different projects in a variety of subject areas. For example, a movie-making tool, an ebook creation tool, even a slide-based presentation tool would fall into this category of open-ended creation automation tools. And I'll mention a few in today's episode, but you might already have a favorite in your tool belt. You might even be thinking, Monica, I bet this would count, right? So you might have one. And if you're not sure, you could always send me a message on Instagram or something and say, like, do you think this would work with this project? And I'll get right back to you. So let's dive into this list of tech-friendly activities that are great firsts for the first day, week, month of the school year, or the first time you're introducing a new piece of technology. First on the list is an All About Me project. I love an All About Me project. And if I visited your school or led a demo lesson in your classroom, I often use this low stakes activity to introduce a piece of technology to a group of students. It's also a really fun way for me, being the new person in the room, to get to know the students that I might work with just that day, or if I'm visiting or coming back more frequently, to help build that rapport with, just like you would want to do something like this early on in the year, or even as a community building reset. Now, this type of activity can check many boxes for a first week, first month of school project. And instead of asking kids to research new information or synthesize information from a bunch of sources, something that might happen a bit later into the school year, this type of project is lower stakes and doesn't have a wrong answer or any of the kind of stress kids might feel about getting something right, since the answers are all going to be right. It's going to be all about them. For this type of activity, you might have a simple structure for students, like include your name, share a goal you have for the fall or the spring, whenever you might try this, talk about a favorite piece of content you've consumed this year, like a book, a movie, a TV show, a podcast, or even a YouTube video. So this is an opportunity for students to learn how to use a tool for the very first time without the stress of sharing something new they just learned. So depending on the type of support your group needs, right, you might be working with first graders, you might be working with 12th graders, you might be working with the group in the middle, you might give just a little bit of an introduction or model very explicitly how to know what to do or what button to press using this tool. So you could try this out with a few different options. Book Creator is one example. It's a free tool that helps students make an ebook. I've done some work with their team and even wrote a back to school article for TCEA with some tips that I'll include in today's show notes. Another is Adobe Express for Education, another company I've done some work with the past few years. You might also know Adobe Express as formerly Adobe Spark. So these are great ones for All About Me activities. I've used both of these with groups of students as a intro activity to help show how a particular tool might work, so that when I'm in a classroom introducing this to a group of students and working or co-teaching with their teacher, then when I leave, they can keep going with a higher stakes or more content-specific type of project. So that first one is an All About Me activity, one of my favorites. And if you've been in a webinar with me or a workshop, you might have even done one as a way for me to introduce the tool to you. Next up on the list is a community scavenger hunt. Now, you could go big or small for this type of activity. If it's the first day or first week of school, it might start a little small. If you've been in the thick of it, but introducing something for the first time, you might go a little bit bigger. So, for example, for this one, you might make a series of QR codes connecting links that each play a short video or an audio clip, or a picture, or an article. I use the term community and community scavenger hunt pretty broadly here. So this could include your classroom community, perfect for elementary school age students, your school building, or even another shared space like a media center in your school. So essentially, for this type of scavenger hunt, students would scan a QR code that you or someone else has made, and a video will pop up that tells them a fun fact, maybe about a staff member of the school. Or that QR code goes to an audio clip and they'll press play and hear information on expectations for that particular spot that they're standing in that moment. Or perhaps there's a short message, just like a sentence or two, with instructions on where to go next. You could try this out. You could make some QR codes with a tool like QRStuff.com, or you could ask students to make their own scavenger hunt too by introducing the steps for creating QR codes. And there's lots of different websites for creating QR codes. That's just one. You might even have something built into your Chrome browser or an extension that makes it pretty quick to make a QR code. Another tech-friendly activity is to capture pictures and video. If you plan to use video and photos a lot this year, like having kids snap pictures or record videos, you'll want to start off the school year with a camera-friendly activity. So instead of asking students to snap a picture of a primary source document and talk about what they learned, something that might be a bit of a heavy lift for the first day or first week of school, you might ask students to snap pictures or record a video with a lower stakes task. After introducing students to how to use that camera on their device, like which button do you think we press, or how do we record, how do we snap a picture, you might ask them to take a picture of something in the room shaped like a circle or another shape, or record a video interviewing a classmate about their favorite color, or even take a selfie showing how they are feeling about being back to school. So you could try this out with Seesaw or Flip, which formerly Flipgrid, or I would suggest using whatever camera-friendly tool in your tool belt, the one that you know you're going to use more often with students. So Seesaw or Flip are great examples, but if you got another one, stick with that one. Before we go to our last two activities for today, I just want you to know that in the show notes, not only will I link to a full transcript for this episode, but I also have a blog post that goes along with this that has some of the prompts that I'm sharing here. So that way you'll be able to plug and play, do this exactly like I'm saying it, or customize it, change it up, and just have my ideas as a reference. So our first activity was to do an All About Me project. The next one was a community scavenger hunt, then a picture and video capture. And number four is to model a digital read aloud. In classrooms where kids might not have access to technology on the first couple days or the first couple weeks of school, maybe there's a large scale deployment or a shipment that you're waiting on, you might want to try an activity that doesn't actually require that kids have their own devices. And you can use this as an opportunity to show kids how you think about what the unique features are within a digital text instead of modeling a skill like using context clues that might come up later in the year. So this would be more about like, okay, I know how to do this as opposed to modeling a strategy. So more about navigation. So as you model a digital read aloud with the navigation in mind, you might say something like, oh, I noticed how when I tap a word, it shows me how to pronounce it. Or if I want to highlight the text, all I have to do is drag my finger across it. Or even something like, I noticed that the star button lets me add this book or this article to my favorites. And you can try this out with whatever platform you're using for ebooks or reading materials or digital textbooks this year. So I know we sometimes think of read alouds as being like primary or ELA focused, but you're modeling how to navigate text in all subject areas, most likely, right, with few exceptions, I would say. So you could try this out with your go-to tool of choice, something like Newzella or Epic. There's lots of things, and you might already have one that's in your tool belt. Now, last on my list today for favorite tech-infused first day, first week, beginning of school activities is to share a favorite shortcut. And I'm not sure if you caught my recent podcast episode. We'll link it here in the show notes, or you can just scroll back wherever you're listening. It wasn't that long ago. It was an episode all about Google Calendar tips, or you might have even seen the Instagram reel. It had a few thousand views last time I checked, where I created one that featured the list of Google Calendar tips from that episode. Well, in that episode and in that little Instagram reel, you'll know right away that I love a good shortcut, like a keyboard shortcut. And your students might have a favorite keyboard shortcut to share too. For example, they might have figured out how to quickly open a new tab in a Chrome browser or duplicate a slide when using Microsoft PowerPoint. And if a keyboard shortcut isn't something your students use just yet, you might ask them to share a favorite tech tip instead. So to get kids started, you will want to share some examples, and you could say something like, "I know that if my Wi-Fi isn't connected, I always look for this symbol." Or a quick way I can copy and paste text is to use these keyboard shortcuts. Or when I use this shortcut, it makes my screen brighter. And you could try this out in a tool that you know you're going to use with kids a lot this year, like Google Slides. And maybe kids can open up a collaborative document and they each take on their own slide and add a favorite as like a single tip or something, right? Their one favorite keyboard shortcut or their one favorite special tip for using the devices that you know they'll interact with this year. And this is a great way to make a class presentation of favorite tips. So lots of options there, but that idea of helping kids be efficient with technology, right? That could also be a great way to spin this last number five on our list. So would love to hear from you. What is your favorite way to introduce a new piece of technology for students? You know, these are activities for the first day of school or first few weeks that I love, and they can accomplish multiple goals. So it can help kids become familiar with a new piece of technology, give them a low stakes opportunity to explore a new tool, and really help them learn about their classmates while you get to know them a bit better too. So if you've got a favorite project for the first few weeks of school, share it on social media and tag me at Class Tech Tips on your favorite social media platform. Maybe it's Instagram or Twitter or Facebook. These are just some of my favorites. So let's make this EdTech easy with a couple key points from the episode, just a quick wrap up of these project ideas. Try an All About Me project. Consider a community scavenger hunt. Introduce pictures and video taking. Model a digital read aloud, or have kids share a favorite shortcut. Now remember, you can find the show notes and the full list of resources from today's episode at classtechtips.com/podcast. You'll just want to look for today's episode. It's number 178. A big thank you to Tract, our sponsor for this episode. Don't forget to visit teach.tract.app and use access code Monica at signup to access Tract's on-demand projects free for your classroom. That's teach.tract.app, teach.tract.app, and access code Monica. Did you like today's episode? Well, if you're listening to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or another favorite app, don't forget to hit the follow button. When you follow or subscribe to the podcast, each new episode will download for you automatically so you don't miss a thing. And if you think a friend or colleague would enjoy the tips from today, send them a text or email with a link to today's episode. They'll appreciate the tips and strategies, and all it takes is a quick message to make their day and their tech integration a little bit easier.